It was supposed to be an easy job. Cake, Rick had said. Sammy Davits tossed his binoculars onto the passenger seat, then shifted restlessly within the confines of the black Kia. It should have been an easy job. No dog and no sign of an alarm installed. The large cottonwood in the front yard hid some of the two-story house and made it difficult to see what was going on upstairs, but that situation also worked to his advantage. He'd take mature landscaping over barren new lots any day. High hedges, shrubs, and towering trees made it possible to move around unnoticed. But for it to be an easy job, the woman had to leave. Sammy pulled a small hand towel from below the binoculars and wiped his sweaty forehead. He'd been sitting in the car for 5.5 hours. It hadn't been too bad at 6:30 in the morning, but now the windshield acted as a magnifying glass for the sun. The dark clouds of the approaching early spring thunderstorm were sliding across the sky, but they were still far enough away that they didn't block the sun. He'd moved the car 3 times already, to stay in the shade, and he didn't want to remain in one place too long. He threw the soaked towel onto the passenger seat. Rick hadn't told him the woman worked from home. Sammy hated work-from-home people. His line of work depended on empty houses. Not that this was business as usual. This job was some sort of special case. Sammy usually worked alone, but when Rick offered to let him in on this job, the payoff had been too big to pass up. Sammy's phone vibrated. Rick didn't bother to say hello.
He's left the office. You got it yet?
No. The woman's still there. Is he coming here? There was a muttered curse. Then Rick's scratchy voice, pitched higher than usual and with a layer of nervousness vibrating through his words, came back on the line.
Doesn't look like it. He was still in his suit. He's driving to the tollway. Sammy, man, you've got to make this happen. Get on it, right now. Did you hear me? Right now.
Yeah, I got you. Thunder rumbled, and Sammy looked at the approaching mass of clouds. Another 30 minutes? And they would be directly overhead. The bottom of the cloud bank was dark, nearly black, and flat as if sliced with a knife, but the top was bumpy with bloated white columns. Not good. A downpour would only complicate things.
Do it now, Rick said. My part is done. I'm out of here.
30 minutes, Sammy said and turned off his phone. Looking at the house again, he sighed. It was going to be the hard way. Instead of a quick and dirty in and out, he'd have to do the job with the woman in the house. Not impossible, but time-consuming and riskier. He wasn't worried about a confrontation with her. He knew he could take care of her. But it would be better if she never knew he was there. Which meant slow and careful and quiet. Sammy pulled a gray shirt over his white T-shirt. He fastened the buttons, making sure the collar covered the chain-link tattoo on his neck. He removed his diamond earring, dropped it in the console, then picked up a small clipboard and black baseball cap. The name of the game was blending in. That was key. You couldn't stand out. Tattoos and diamonds were memorable. Sammy wanted to be practically invisible. Both the shirt and the cap had the logo of a local cable company, a multicolored starburst. He pulled the baseball cap low over his eyes and strolled across the street to the gate that opened into the backyard of the two-story house. Despite the large tree in the front, he couldn't risk being seen picking the lock on the front door. It would be too chancy in this neighborhood of occasional walkers and joggers. He could leave through the front door, but he wasn't going inside that way.